It's the Fat Guy Radio swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Many different designs available in your favorite color. Order yours today at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Check back daily for new designs at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
Arizona's lovable fat guy on your internet radio. Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, for another Fat Guy Radio Show. Boys, yep. Gentlemen.
Man.
I was robbed.
Ooh. What?
I was robbed. And it wasn't in a way that you think one would be robbed.
What, in tithes and offering?
No, not in tithes and offering.
You what a man rob God.
Damn. Yet he will rob me. How doth he rob me? Through tithes and offerings.
Yo, preachers took that serious.
A curse for a curse. If ye rob me, bring all my tithes into the storehouse so there may be meat in mine house. And every time we went back to that fellowship hall, they never had meat. But nevertheless,
never had meat. Chicken was cold and they got it from Safeway.
Yeah. And Grandma Archuleta swore up and down her salad wasn't wilted. And I tell you, she was serving us grass that she probably cut with some kindergartner scissors out the back of the church.
At least there was no GMOs.
Or gluten. But boys, I was
gluten grass.
I was robbed.
What happened, Corey?
Okay, so I ordered a package from the Zon, not from our friends at Walmart, from the Zon. And it was, and then I got the delivery notice through the Zon app, and it said, your item has been delivered. And I'm like, okay, cool. So, you know, I do this sometimes. I leave packages outside my door.
Yeah.
Because you can just see it on the Ring.
I can see. Yeah, exactly. I can see if there's anything that moves. And normally it's nothing but cats trying to drag my package away.
Mm-hmm.
But I left it out there for about 2 or 3 hours on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday. And then I reminded myself, oh, crap, I have a package. And I go outside and I look around, look to the left, look to the right. No package. So I'm like, wait a minute. I swear the Zon told me that it delivered it. So I went back to the app. Opened it up, and one thing that the Zon does is that they take a picture of the package, and I looked at the picture, and it was not my front door. So I thought to myself, I said, myself said, huh? What do I do? Do I just report it?
Yeah.
Or even how the hell do you report it? Because the Zon app is the most, can be the most challenging app when it comes to like trying to find a level of customer service. If you want to spend your money and you want to order things, it's boom, 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 clickety, clickety, clack, clack, and it's on its way. You know what I'm saying? Boom, boom, right there. But this was a picture of my package in front of somebody else's door. DT, you know, my house is beige and my door has a white trim or an off-white trim, and I have a different shade of beige on my front door. In the Zon picture, it was a blue door.
Dang.
Yeah, that's definitely not your door.
So, and not only was it a blue door, but there was a planter in the picture of the door. I'm trying to pull it up right now because I believe that I can probably show this to you.
And you don't have a planter at your door.
I do not have a planter at my door. Okay,
you don't seem like a planter person.
He does have a end table outside his door.
That's two. So
and
this
that's
is
for the packages to go on.
So this is the picture from the Zon app.
Oh, that's definitely not your house.
That's not my house.
Ew, and that's a dirty ass flow. It looks like somebody stole the welcome mat.
So this is what the Zon app sent me when they said my package was delivered. Well, I eventually was able to contact the Zon app or contact the Zon and report the package as sand delivered. And I was like, I wanted the items that were in there. And I was like, I don't want my money back. Just can you reship the items? And they were like, no, we can't reship the items. So they just gave me a Amazon gift card for the items going to the wrong place. And I told the person at the Zon, I says, if you go back and look at all my other delivery package pictures, you will never see a blue door and a dead plant.
Mm.
You will see a beige door with a beige welcome mat and rocks. And a little brown table, because that's the table that I put out there when the pandemic started, because all the stuff that we were having delivered, I didn't want on the floor.
And then I would spray everything with vinegar and wipe it down before I brought it into my house.
You know who door that kind of looks like, Corey?
Don't say mine, yes.
I know who exactly what you're going to say, but who do you think it looks like, DJ?
With that dirty-ass floor. That dirty-ass floor looked like it may have had some cats running in and out.
Was it the neighbor's house?
So I went walking around my neighborhood and I looked for the blue door and the planter. And you can see most of the neighborhood doors from the street. So I didn't have to go up to anybody's door.
Mm-hmm.
It was not the cat lady, but it was the new neighbors.
Perfect way to get introduced.
I didn't approach the door. I don't know those people. I didn't want to, and I went, and here's the thing. Also, DA, I noticed the door and the planter, but the box, it was not there.
Yeah, they took that.
Yeah, they put it inside.
They took it inside.
Yeah. Do you leave it on your doorstep?
They know my name. They know my address. It's clearly on there. And here's the thing. My Ring doorbell caught the Amazon truck driving away from their direction at the timestamp that the Zon app told me it was delivered.
Dang.
So I sat back and I said, you know what? I'm going to be a good Christian. If they bring the package over to me, I will call the Zon and tell them I got the package. Take your little monies back.
Oh, that's just stupid.
Hey, the Jesus in me. Loves the Jesus in you.
The Jesus in me.
So I was going to do that. But then I also wanted to sit back and I wanted to think, are those new neighbors worthy? Are they honest?
AK-47 said, dang those thieving new neighbors. They came up.
Now, it's not their fault, but I've had this happen to me. DT, I don't know if you remember, but I had this happen to me where the Zon dropped a package off at my door and it was my neighbor's name, my neighbor's address, 5 houses up, and I took it to him.
Yeah.
And I took it back. Just to see, it's not mine. Why would I keep it?
No, I had the same thing when I lived in my apartment where they delivered it to the wrong door and it was the cluster behind mine.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I didn't see it. And then like 3 hours later, I get a knock on my door. And when I go answer the door, there's a note in my open package. My package was open.
Oh, they opened it and they saw all of that lube. But the thing, I've had this happen before. They never brought the package over. I haven't seen them because, you know, I don't go outside.
How long ago was this?
This was, the item was ordered Thursday night after the show. Mm-hmm. It was delivered on Sunday.
And they still haven't given it to you?
And I have not heard. And I've actually gotten a replacement package. I reordered all the items and they've been delivered and I have them since.
So what were the items?
They were those charcoal filled loofahs that I fall in love with.
Everybody can use that. Okay.
Okay.
There was a new box of disposable mask.
Oh, you got jacked, homie.
Yeah, you got jacked.
And DA, this might be the most douchiest thing I've ever bought.
Is it an actual douche?
No, it's a new it's a new kitchen item. Oh, I don't have a picture of it.
Oh.
It's in your orders.
No,
it's in your orders. Pull it up.
No, it's it is in my orders.
Yeah, recent orders.
No, but I took a picture of it when I got it in my house and I sent it to someone and I'll pull up that picture.
It's a professional ramekin.
Close, DA. Close.
It's a ramekin cleaner.
It's not a ramekin cleaner.
A ramekin holder.
If you guess this, $20 if you guess this.
Does it have to do with ramekin?
It has to do with something in the kitchen.
You already said that. That's why we got
Yeah, come on. That doesn't narrow it down.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with ramekins.
Okay. The douchey thing in the kitchen.
The douchiest thing that I could buy. Or what you would classify DA and DT as the douchiest thing that I could buy.
Would we actually buy it?
No, I don't think neither one of you would ever pick something up like this.
Custard dishes.
No, that's ramekins. You can use them for cold or hot. Yeah.
Thanks, AK-47.
See, that's what you get. Come on, AK. Okay, I'll give you another hint because this is the hard one to get. And I think I'm going to keep my $20. I'll give you another hint and the payout goes down to $15.
Okay.
Okay. The hint, every hint is $5 off. A hint is Corey's Morning.
Oh, it's coffee. But it is a deluxe coffee holder.
Nope.
No, it's not a coffee holder. It's
coffee grinder.
Nope, I have one of those. That's no, not he, not he douchey.
He got like Colombian type coffee delivered to his house. It's a certain kind of coffee brand.
Yeah. You guys aren't going to get this. So I'm going to keep my $15.
Keep your little funky 15.
It's an electric milk frother.
Oh, that's pretty
dope. That's not douchey.
And I was thinking
think that's douchey?
I was thinking like a hand mixer of some sort.
And it comes with its own stand, DA, and it's rechargeable.
Yeah, that's not douchey at all.
You don't think that's douchey?
No.
I thought it was douchey.
No, because at the same time, a lot of people get those because they want that whole espresso type of feel, the coffee shop feel at home without having to go. And get that froth, you have to froth up your milk.
So those
it is a waste of money though.
True, because I do have a hand whisk. You know, all right, good. Well,
they came up. If they're coffee people, they came up.
And speaking of which, I had a hand whisk some egg whites to Peaks. Oh my gosh.
Dude,
I need to buy me a hand mixer.
You are if you did that to Peaks, bro, you must be ripped right now.
Bro, it hurt.
That's gotta rip you.
I was on there at least 10 to 15 minutes just whisking.
I whipped something last night to Peak too. It took about 2 minutes though.
Oh, DA.
Yeah. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, America, you want to laugh? How about you get done with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He's bougie, yeah. And we got DT. He never does anything. And then DA, he's lazy. And little D, yo, he's crazy. Put them together, they are fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Run it. Radio show. Radio show. Radio show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's a radio show, not a podcast. Fat Guy. Boom. Let's go.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide. Heard by the best Fatnetics! This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. I'm joined by our executive producer, Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
My co-host, Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And I am your host, Corey Blaze. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live streams. Tweet us your comments to Fat Guy Radio at Fat Guy Radio Show. Use hashtag Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. We may read them on the air, so if you say it, we may spray it. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs before, during, or after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by our swag merch store. Now with more, and we are still featuring our Fat Guy Radio Show City Rally Design. Yes, the hashtag Rally the Valley may be a little quiet right now, but it's not quiet here at Fat Guy Radio Show. Yes, folks, we still have our Fat Guy Radio Show City Rally Design. It doesn't tie to any sports. You can use it for sports if you want, but it's literally just rallying around Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yep.
Grab yourself one of these, folks. We're soon going to, you know, put them in the mothballs. Price may go up, so grab it while it's hot. Visit FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. It's just $21.99 right now, and the design represents the value that we have a long-standing love and hate for. Sizes up to 5X in men's and women's. It's also available in tank top, t-shirt, and sweatshirt, believe it or not. Sweatshirt. I still wear a sweatshirt when I work for the Phoenix Suns, because when I'm working on a certain camera, there is an air vent that blows right down onto that camera. So ooh. I walk in there. Now, people look at me like I'm crazy, though. When I'm walking in the arena and I'm outside, it's 110 degrees, and I'm walking around in long jeans and a sweatshirt. Actually, I'm wearing two shirts, a sweatshirt, a long-sleeve sweatshirt, and then a shirt over that. And they're looking at me like, this dude is going to pass out at any moment, and I do not want to pick that big dude's ass up when he passes out. But when I get into that spot, it turns into the refrigerator spot, and I'm comfortable.
Yeah, arenas are usually a little bit colder.
Yeah, and especially when you don't get up and move. Camera guys don't get up and move.
Yeah.
We can't, because if we get up and move, y'all can't see the show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then I'm pissed, and then I'm at home saying, what the F is this camera guy doing?
Yeah, he's falling asleep. But welcome to the show, everybody, everywhere. We are back for another fun-filled Fat Guy radio show. D-Tay did have a conversation briefly with me before the show started, and he said that you and the K of the Circle had something interesting happen at the K of the Circle, a local convenience store.
Yes, I heard the most ignorant story ever. Well, not, I didn't hear a story. I have the most ignorant story of what I've overheard in a conversation between a cashier and a customer in front of me at Circle K.
DA, what were you telling that cashier?
Because you're ignorant.
Hold on. Let me find it.
DA, what were you telling that cashier?
Those videos are hilarious.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a milk frothy douche. Every package you order will get stolen.
No, you messed it up, man.
Every package you order will get robbed. There
you go. Okay, DA. All right, that was good. That was good. That was
milk
good.
Milk frothy douche.
Milk. Yeah. Frothy juice.
Yeah, light skinned chocolate, son of a monkey. You looking yummy, DA.
Oh, thank you, Corey.
I actually got a tweet from someone. Sorry, DT, we'll get right to your story.
No, you're good.
I actually got a tweet message from someone that says, how come you never hit on DA?
For and real?
I reply back one word.
Married.
Wife.
Yep.
Ooh.
She'll F you up.
I can take her right now.
What is Jake wearing?
No.
Nah, he couldn't take her hand.
Red shirt and some khakis. Well, she sounds hideous.
Truly. So you went to Circle K and you overheard a conversation between DA and the cashier.
Yes. So this guy walks in and he wants some smokes.
A guy walks into a Circle K. Stop me if you've heard this one.
And he wants some smokes.
He wants some.
People
still smoke?
Yeah.
Apparently. Well, that could mean a few things. Like, did he want smoke with the cashier?
Oh.
He didn't want
the smoke. I told you 30 on two.
He didn't want the smoke. He wanted some smokes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, some puff, puff, pass, and puff.
Yeah. So he tells the cashier what he wants and everything. She goes and she grabs it and everything. And then she's talking to him. And telling him the total and everything. And he says something to her. And she goes, I'm sorry, sir. Your voice is like really low. I'm having a hard time hearing you. Can you repeat that?
What did the guy look like? How tall was he? Would you?
He was about five. I was taller than him. So he was about at least 5'5", 5'4".
What was he? DA color?
Nah,
or Lady K color.
He was a little Lady K color.
He was a little Lady K. And what was the cashier? Was she DA color or Lady K color?
She was Lady K color too.
Did Lady K color. So this was a white on white crime.
Two whites.
So
two whites.
He goes, oh, you know what's the problem? He said, you know what the problem is?
Egg whites.
It's glass.
Yeah, the plexiglass.
Well, it's not even plexiglass. It's just plastic.
Yeah,
it's very thin.
Oh, yeah. So he was talking. I have not been in a convenience store since the pandemic hit. They have plexiglass up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is, it's just at face level. there's a whole giant square that's open at the bottom.
It's not giant.
So the COVID just slipped right in there.
The one I go to, I'll take a picture of it and send it to you in the group chat. It's giant. Okay. It's not a little slit. It's not a little cut or anything in the glass. The glass is literally dangling from the top. There's nothing connecting it to the bottom.
Like you can't fit like a 24 pack under it.
You can.
Oh, yours is huge then.
Yeah, you can fit a 24 pack underneath.
I've been telling you that for years, DA.
And you know the thing is, the plastic is not one single sheet. It's two separate ones. So there's holes all around, and it doesn't cover the computer or anything. It literally just covers the counter space that you are interacting with the cashier at. And I'm like, bro, sound doesn't work that way. It goes everywhere. So
does COVID.
Speak the hell up.
Oh, so he was like talking normal, expecting that the sound was going to penetrate through the plexiglass? Is that what you surmised?
He felt that because he was talking in a normal tone and she couldn't hear him, it's because the plexiglass was impeding the sound. I'm like, bro, it's an open area.
Yeah.
You're just talking low. I'm standing behind you with no glass and I can't hear you.
Ah, okay.
Like, and I was like, bro, you are the dumbest person. I'm surprised COVID hadn't taken you out yet.
How old would you think he was?
He had to be in his 40s.
So DA's age.
I disagree, though. Sound can bounce. I know it's going everywhere, but it does impede.
It can, but let me tell you about Anita, who is the cashier who I love, and she's like this 70, 80-year-old woman. And I have a very low voice, too.
Oh, so she's old, too.
But she's never, and I have a very low voice, she's never told me I'm speaking too low to her.
Wait, are you on first-name basis with the cashier?
That's a drunk, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, yeah, he said Anita. He said Anita. Drunks usually know the cashiers.
Shut up. It's true. It's a good joke, even. But shut up.
It's not a joke. I'm serious.
Seek help. But yes, I know Anita, and Anita speaks very low.
Okay. Oh, Anita's got it. She got Adam's apple.
She's 80.
She speaks with a very soft tone, but I've never had trouble hearing her. So for her, who speaks naturally low, to have a hard time hearing him, who speaks naturally low, but never have a hard time with me speaking naturally low, has to mean it's something with him. It has nothing to do.
Welcome to Circle K. What would you like?
Well, okay, maybe not low, soft. Hey, honey, how you doing?
Oh,
she's an 80-year-old lady.
Her boobs are in her pocket.
But you can hear her perfectly. And if she's speaking softer than you and you can't hear, she can't hear you, that has to be something with you.
And you're not a soft talker, but I'm going to let you continue. I'm not going to fight you.
No, I'm not a soft talker, but I have a low register.
Yeah.
No, so you went from a soft talk to a low register.
I speak low.
I have a low tone. He has a low frequency.
How I am right now? This is radio talk. This is me on the radio. You want to hear how it sounds like when I go in?
No.
Yes.
Hey, Andy, how you doing today?
So you put that Mackin voice on to the 80-year-old lady, too.
This is how I talk when I'm going there. I talk to the dudes.
Hold on,
too.
I can't play it. Damn.
I talk to the dudes too. I'm like, yo, can I get a 20 pack right now?
I think this is how DJ walks up to Anita. Hold on.
Anita. I haven't even gotten a drink at this point.
Can I get some more Trulies, Anita? Damn, you fine. If I was 70 years old, I'd tap that ass. Knock the dust off that.
Good Lord, DA!
I said
B-D. You did not!
I did. Okay, when you run it back, I said B-D.
You won't be able to tell because Corey.
She's even bad too!
Really?
Yes!
What about Badissi?
How about we just how? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're up on a break.
Put the change on three.
All I know is it was that dude. It was his fault that she couldn't hear him.
Yeah.
And for him to blame this glass, mind you, where there's big holes all around the glass for sound to travel, and he's not speaking at the glass, he's speaking at the side of the register that doesn't have the glass on it. So that is not the reason why she couldn't hear you.
And you overheard this whole exchange going on.
Yes, I literally thought to myself, someone kill me now because this dude's stupid.
I know what Anita...
If I get on the road with him, I'm probably going to die anyways.
Oh, damn.
I know what Anita was thinking. She was thinking, he's killing me softly with this song. Killing me softly with his song. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this on fatguyradioshow.com. Never been to our website, DA?
I mean, why would I need to go on it? I mean, I am the show. So why would I go to theshow.com?
You're on the website. You don't go to theshow.com. That's something else, bruh. You go to fatguyradioshow.com and you've never been to our website. You're like, hey, my Twitter link and my Instagram link is up on my bio.
That's really good advertising for us. We have episodes on the website, too?
DA, what the hell? This is your show.
Look, look, look. It says The Home Depot. We even have our sponsors on there. Oh, and it's a secure website, and we can become a patron straight from the website, too.
You've got to be kidding me.
What is a parent website? BDB Radio Network. That's news.
What are you doing here? Have you never been to our website where all of the information that we talk about on the show, on social media, our YouTube replay is there, our Facebook link is there?
You can watch the live show. There's a link. I press live and it takes me straight to the show. Why have we not talked about this?
Oh my gosh, DA, there's nothing new. Everyone that loves and embraces this show knows about fatguyradioshow.com. It's the hub of where everything is.
Especially me. I see my picture.
Your Photoshopped picture.
But I look beautiful.
Fatguyradioshow.com. Even DA can navigate to it after being on the show for 100 years.
Wow, it even has my Facebook. I'm enamored.
You've got to be kidding me.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
The funny thing about that commercial is that it started off with just DA and I bantering, and then it eventually turned into a commercial. That was so not scripted whatsoever.
I believe it, DA doesn't know anything about our website.
Yeah, dude, it's at theshow.com.
That was almost behind the scenes of DA being the DA-ist. And then we cut it together to actually make a promo. That's why it just starts so weirdly. But that was just to share a little background behind that, because we haven't played that one. I don't think we played that new one.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I remember it. I remember taping it, though.
And I think it's because our website's busted, so maybe I shouldn't have played it.
Oh. Yeah. Now I'm going to go to it.
Nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Time to rule the school with Back to School Essentials. Everything your child needs to ace their return to school, whether they're going in person or whether they're going virtual. You can get them their backpacks and school uniforms, teacher supplies. Target also wants to get you ready for college with bedding deals and deals on storage, decor, and more. My nieces, my little Nicklets with the little D, both of my nieces, the little one is finally enrolled in kindergarten, and she went and they posted pictures all up on Facebook, and she was absolutely adorable, and they did a lot of their school shopping at Target, and they did it through the Target banner on fatguyradioshow.com, and we implore you to do the same. Please engorge yourself at target.com through the Target banner on fatguyradioshow.com. All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa, 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 everybody everywhere. Those plastic thingies I didn't realize were hanging in. I thought they were, you know, like sitting on the counter, because I've seen convenience stores through the window. I literally have not gone into any convenience store since the pandemic started.
Yeah, I've been into many of QT's.
Yeah, thank you very much, Delta Spreader. So welcome back to the show, everybody everywhere.
Sheep.
Don't start, DA.
I just want to point out.
Yes.
DA is trying to become the new Corey Blaze.
How sway?
Am I gaining that much weight?
Your boobs are looking mighty perky.
Oh, no.
Corey has gone to a minimalist background.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken out a lot of the stuff in the back.
I see what you're doing.
I see.
And DA is like, oh, I guess it's my time to shine.
If I find some LED lights that appear in those shelves.
Wait on it. I even got a mic back there, but I don't know if you can see it.
That's not fair. Oh,
I just see that Game Boy and I'm like,
you have a mic back there, like the mic that's like right outside my frame here?
Yes, but it's a little bit more modern. It was actually my first microphone. If you guess what mic it was, I will give you a prize.
It was a blue snowball.
You won this sriracha.
I
need to
get one anyway. See, I knew the answer, but I didn't guess because I knew his prize was going to suck.
Sriracha is delicious.
Sriracha is delicious. Sriracha.
I just ran out.
You don't think I have a sriracha? You don't think I frothed some sriracha this morning?
Hey, froth sriracha on an omelet would be delicious.
Okay, so I'm barely still learning my frothing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't gotten the trigger down. I stuck that thing against some coffee the other morning and just coffee everywhere. So I realized that I can't pour as much coffee in my coffee cup as I've done before now that I have the frother, because I'm not just frothing the coffee. I'm using the frother as a stir.
Are you supposed to do that?
No, but that's what I'm doing.
Jeez, man. Like, look, Corey, I feel like sometimes you don't embrace your black.
Yeah, that's true.
So that is the most N-word stuff I've ever heard. You bought an expensive frother.
It wasn't expensive.
To use it as $19.99?
No, $34-something.
Even more than I thought it was.
It wasn't expensive.
It wasn't. They get more expensive.
30 for a frother?
It also came with little stencils that you could put over your coffee and put cocoa or cinnamon on, and then you take it away, and that shape would be on top of your
now,
coffee.
Now, Corey, DA says that what you're doing is some N-word stuff. Mm-hmm. Some may say it's ghetto, but yeah. I know that your people would just simply call that a life hack.
It's a life hack, DA.
I mean, yeah, life hack, stir with anything. If I had some coffee, I'd stir with the top of this because, hey, I don't have a fork or a knife to stir my coffee.
You don't stir your coffee with a fork or a knife. Now, that's black.
No, stirring
actually, stirring it with a knife or with a fork is actually not black. That's smart because here's the reason. When you stir it with a spoon, it doesn't allow for anything to go through the spoon. So you're not getting a great vortex. You're literally just doing it by force. But when you do it with a fork, it's passing, the water and stuff is passing through.
Like
so
a rake.
All the granules are going in and out and it's breaking it up even faster while creating that vortex.
Only on Fat Guy Radio Show, you will hear of a conversation about stirring statistics and vortexes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, I use the frother as the stir. I put my sugars, I put my creams. I put my second creams.
Okay.
And then I froth it up. And DT, it's creamer, then hazelnut creamer. So half and half and then hazelnut creamer.
I don't really like hazelnut.
You know
it's bomb.
It's great.
It's an overrated, overused creamer.
I would agree to that.
I'll give you that.
I'll agree to that.
But it doesn't diminish how great it tastes.
No, there's nothing better than a nice, fresh cup of coffee. Oh, I'm thinking about it now.
You know what they should do? What's the other hazelnut? What's that hazelnut bootleg peanut butter? What's it called?
Nutella.
They got sued. Yeah, Nutella. If Nutella had a creamer, that would be fire. And that's hazelnut.
Don't
it's
come
hazelnut.
Up with that idea because they've been coming up with some crazy creamer flavors. Like, I think you got Fruit Loops creamer.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm like, come on. Creamer is supposed to be three options. Cream, plain cream, hazelnut, or Irish cream. That's it.
No.
You don't need all those other fancy little creamers. If you're getting in all those other fancy creamers, you might as well go drink yourself some Kool-Aid.
This MF-er is talking about fancy creamers with his frother. He bought a $34 coffee stir. Talking to us. Lecturing us about coffee creamers.
It comes with a stand. It has a stand.
He's not wrong, though. Because my grandfather told me, if you got to put that much stuff in your coffee, you shouldn't be drinking coffee.
Look,
like again, they got donut shop flavored creamers.
Dunkin' Donuts should not have a sprinkled creamer.
Exactly. And it's fire. That one's good. I've had that one.
Of course, because peppermint. You have the palate of a fourth grader.
Like maple syrup creamer.
Why you show me your teeth?
Why not just
your
put maple syrup
in your tongue,
in it?
You dumbass.
I was going to say I had the cavities of a fourth grader, too.
Oh, I got a hammer and a chisel. I'll fix those for you.
Ghetto again.
Or life hack.
Corey is the blackest one of us all, though. I just want to point that out.
And no, I'm not.
You're not wrong.
You really are.
Well, that's true, because you know how I feel about, I have an affinity for the light skinned.
And you love white women.
I do.
Oh, hey, let me check the comment.
Hey, Lady K. Yeah, you
better. AK-47 said apple bum. I don't know what she's talking about.
Apple bottom jean. But I haven't learned the settings on my frother yet. So I've been throwing coffee. And it has a whisk attachment, DA. I whisked my eggs with it today.
I think you're going to do something else with this little frother. Just give it a couple months.
Well, it has been.
Did someone say a belly button souffle?
Yeah.
Well, it has been, you know, a lonely month.
Yeah. Is that your frother or your enema?
Is that your frother, or are you just happy to see me?
Corey's ass. That's actually just my frother.
I resemble that comment.
He said resemble.
You would be proud of me, though, DA. You're talking about that I'm blackest out of all of you, but I'm black adjacent. Color wise, pigmentation, melanin wise, yes, mm-hmm. I am the darker of all of you, because I only hire light skins.
Nose wise,
shut
cheek
up.
Cheekbone wise,
dude, I've had
lips wise.
You know how many surgeries I've had on this thing? This thing is perfect to my face.
To make it bigger?
No, hey, to make to it fit my face.
We need to change the name of this show from Fat Guy Radio Show to Big Bone Radio Show.
Big Bone Radio Show.
Hey, I seen you too, DJ. I was gonna say nothing, but yeah, you getting big bone, boy. You ain't touched that bike in a minute. You're like, what bike? You're like, wait, oh, hold on. I still got a bike.
DA.
Dang.
Just because you're 7'4" and you can weigh 400 pounds and still look normal doesn't mean anything.
He ain't lying, though. I'm up to 220 now.
No. But you're supposed to be 170 something?
165.
Yeah. Hey, man. But look, embrace it. Fat guys. Make it plural, Corey.
No.
Fat guys radio show.
D-Tay, you're 220. I don't see nothing wrong.
I got to do some math real quick.
Uh-oh.
165.
Please don't do any fat guy math.
Oh, I got to lose 55 pounds, y'all.
Oh! Ooh, ain't going to happen either.
D.A., hey, good Lord, D.A., you are one effing ray of sunshine, brother.
Okay.
I want to tell you that now.
He going to make another bet, Corey. Here come a bet.
It's a bet right here on the show.
Oh,
all right, breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Oh, look, it's right. July. Oh. He was supposed to ride that bike from his house to your house.
That's afterburn. I can still do that. Afterburn, bro.
He ain't doing it.
I can do that.
Afterburn.
But he won't let me.
He won't let me do it. DA, you just ruined afterburn. We were going to call him on it in August, bruh.
I'm calling on it now.
And you just blew it. It's afterburn, bro. This is
We'll hit record now, and then let's play this for afterburn.
All right.
Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
I'm giving myself a lot of time on this one. All right. 55 pounds. All right.
Uh-huh.
Is the goal, right?
Okay.
Here's the bet.
Lay it on me.
I have until my birthday. So like I said, I'm giving myself a lot of time to lose 55 pounds. All right?
Okay.
If I do not, DA, hold me to it this time.
Okay. What am I holding?
Eyebrows, hair, mustache, beard, because I'm going to try to grow a beard, but if not, and the nether region, pubes, all shaved off. You know what? I'll even shave my legs.
So you're going to, how about just say it, shave all the hair on your body?
I will shave all the hair on my body.
He can't
I will come out like a newborn.
I'll help.
I will come out like a newborn.
I know your birthday is a little bit after mine in January, right?
February 6th. But still not that.
Siri, set a reminder for February 1st that if DT doesn't lose 55 pounds, fat ass is going to look like a seal. Bet, bruh. I'll remember.
All right. But what do I get if I win?
That was a long-ass closer.
That was a long.
Long as hell.
We have
what
not
do I get if I
that.
Win, though? Besides looking
hell.
Sexy as hell.
Hell.
Besides looking sexy as hell, I kind of want, like, And it's not, I don't want a lot. I don't want a lot or anything. I feel like if I do succeed on the show or you can show me confirmation and just DoorDash it to me, I want some food.
Yeah. 100% deal.
Okay. It's not a huge bet. Like, I'm not losing that much money. And if you, or I'm not
and
losing
And you ain't losing
money.
That much weight either.
I can lose 55 pounds. Now, question though.
Yes.
Uh-huh. If I do start working out and everything.
There was a big if there, DA. Note that.
When I do start working out and everything, because muscle weighs more than.
Now he's starting.
I'm questioning.
Okay, I take it back. Now he's the most Negro of us all.
I'm questioning. If there's an obvious change in my body structure to where you know that I've been working out, but let's say I don't lose 55 pounds and I'm at like 175, but in slim shape. What is the thing there?
Lose the muscle. Stop doing your weight training and then lose the muscle and lose the fat.
It has to be the number on the scale, right?
Like, I'm not taking the BMI. We're not doing the BMI pinchy thingy on your titties. It's not happening.
Now, okay. DT, I will say that I don't want to have anything to do with this bet.
I do.
But the best way to track weight loss is to always start, you know, with a nude selfie. And I am... All right, we got to go to break.
That's facts, though. That is facts. I'm telling you.
I am a professional videographer.
You want weekly updates?
Weekly
new selfies.
you want my weekly progress picture?
No, because
You want to put it in a collage?
I do.
Time lapse of my weekly. Nudes.
You know what? You know I got the skills to do that. I would totally time lapse your nudes, but no. But time lapse it, but do it in shorts or something, and then we can put it up on the.
I will buy a Speedo.
Already got you one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side, I don't want to have anything to do with this bet, by the way. We're going to take a quick break. And on the other side of this, we'll be back with more fun and more thrills right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Because I was going to start throwing some ducats. I was going to start throwing some money. We'll be right back. Give me an S.
S.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me a Phi.
Phi.
What does that spell?
Spotify.
Spotify. And guess who's on Spotify?
Joe Rogan.
I am.
Oh, Fat Guy.
Fat Guy Radio Show's on Spotify.
How much money? Did we get the 200 million?
Man, we haven't even crested 200 people. We need to tell people about the fact that Fat Guy Radio Show is on the Spotify app.
Can we watch for free?
No, you can't really see the show on Spotify, but you can hear the show on Spotify. And what's so cool about the Spotify app, it's built into some cars, into the in-dash navigation system. It has Spotify, so people can hear us when they're out on the road, when they're taking their road trips, when they're driving their family around the city. Fat Guy Radio Show is on Spotify, so all you got to do is go to Spotify and look for Fat Guy Radio Show and add us to your favorites.
That sounds fancy. I'm going to go right now and add us to our favorites.
You ain't got Spotify.
I do, though. Somebody got to listen to Joe Rogan.
This isn't a Joe Rogan ad. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, DA.
Why do you keep talking about Joe Rogan? This is about Fat Guy Radio Show.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me a Phi.
Phi.
What's that spell?
You missed the I, but Spotify.
Add us to your favorites on Spotify. Fat Guy Radio Show is on Spotify.
Yay!
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Welcome back to the show. Whoa, 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 everybody. Do more with any space. Shop storage and organization solutions at the Home Depot. Up to 25% off select storage and organization solutions. From the garage to the closet, from moving supplies to freestanding cabinets. Take advantage of these deals and more through the Home Depot banner at FatGuyRadioShow.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. And if you're just joining us on our live stream or you somehow started this play in your podcast app and you jumped ahead 45 minutes, I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's Daniel D.T. Taylor right there.
What's good?
And Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
I made another visit to Home Depot. Ooh. because I am, last week I was Bob the Toilet Builder. This week I did my routine maintenance on my bathtub. Now, boys, you were all homeowners. Are you familiar with the routine maintenance that's supposed to happen on your bathtub every so years?
Like use some Comet?
No, DA, that's supposed to happen like every other day. But
are you cleaning out the drain?
No. You don't know about this maintenance?
Are you doing a re-caulk around the edges?
Re-caulking around the edges.
Okay.
You always talk about some cocks.
You had me freaking scared as heck. So I was like, the only maintenance I know that you're supposed to do on your tub is periodically cleaning out the drain.
Yeah.
And then re-caulking the seals on the outside of the tub.
That's exactly what I did.
I don't do none of that.
Thank you, DA. You're probably just leaking right into the foundation of your home. But that's okay. Don't worry about that. Somebody else will eventually buy your house when it goes into foreclosure.
Facts.
So I had to. Sometimes the insults just fly. They just fly.
Foreclosure. Not that someone's going to buy your house because you're selling it. No, they foreclosed on your ass.
Yeah. He's black.
He's at the auction.
He's a statistic.
You're black. You're the blackest here.
Melanin wise and appearance wise, but I do not have black
tendencies.
I feel
living standards.
I feel we all out black each other in one aspect. I'm the dude who always trying to get out of like debts and stuff. Like, hey,
yeah, for sure.
What's my black?
Corey, your black is the whole like you like to in-rig a lot of stuff. And
yeah.
What do you think's holding this studio together right now, bro?
Exactly.
The in-rigs.
Duct tape and paper clips.
And DA's just cheap as hell.
And poor. Don't forget poor.
I ain't cheap.
Yeah, getting that, bro. Like, you always really? Try to get something for the free.
You know how I know you cheap, like, DA?
You ain't got to pay full price for it. You trying to do it.
DA, every time you've gotten something free from the show, like when got the jerseys, your eyes got as big as saucers, bro. You are cheap.
Nah, I'm thrifty.
You cheap.
That's cheap, bro.
Thrifty ain't cheap.
Thrifty is what white people call cheap.
Really? Like,
just like white people call ghetto life hacks.
Okay.
Thrifty got some bomb ice cream from the 80s.
They do.
All right, so I caulked around my thingy, my tub.
You caulked around your thingy? I'm pretty sure you got some cocks around your thing.
I cocked around my thingy. Now, look, the home improvement for Corey Blaze continues. Okay.
Cock around my thingy.
And I needed to replace the caulk because it was getting a little hard to clean. And my home is like 35 years old. So the leaks are starting to happen. Like the faucet that goes into the bathtub, it leaks, you know, and it needs to be replaced. And I love you, Home Depot, but my local Home Depot was out of stock on that. So I'm waiting for it to come back in stock, or I'm going to have to drive to another Home Depot.
Home Depot.
I said, get some hose to help you.
So I went and I got I went to Home Depot, did the order, and I got the caulk and then the caulk gun and all this other stuff. And if you remember, I've actually been sitting on this stuff for a couple of months because I was supposed to do it months ago. But I finally did it.
Yeah.
And I learned something about myself.
What?
I don't know how to caulk.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I got bad knees.
No, I did, but I did break out my knee pads. Haven't used those in a while. Shut up, DA.
Dang.
Joy Washington said, hey.
Hey, Joy. Joyful love.
I did not know how to caulk.
Okay, so listen.
You put it in the gun, you twist the thing, I did. And then you use the nozzle.
I did that, but then you have to go. I saw it on the Home Depot video. You go with your finger, okay? Mm-hmm. You go with your finger and you smooth it out. So I did that, but then I also.
I use two fingers, but you have to lick it before.
Okay, DA, that's the wrong type of caulk. But I also saw another Home Depot video, not another Home Depot, another caulk tub video that says that you put painter's tape so you get really pretty caulk lines. Well, I guess I laid it on too thick. And when painter's I pulled tape? The painter's tape off, gobs of the caulk peeled from the painter's tape and then flopped down to the bead of caulk that was left. And now my bathtub looks like looks like a kindergartner had a seizure in there with an unclapped glue bottle.
Oh, you probably when you went to take the painter's tape, you probably didn't. Did you do the finger trick too?
I did the finger trick too with the painter's tape.
Because if you just did the finger strip, it shouldn't have been touching the paint that much.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been touching the painter's tape.
What I did is that I did the finger thing, but then anything that kind of squeezed out from my fingers onto the tape, I left on the tape. Well, when I went to remove
the tape. He does got some fat ass fingers.
When I went to remove the tape,
you're supposed
that to- cock said, you know what? I don't want to be separated from my cocking brother, so I'm going to come join them. And then it just flopped over, and then it hardened.
School him, DT. School him.
You're supposed to do the finger trick.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again on the tape so that you're getting a thin layer, and you're taking all that excess cock and putting it off.
I didn't.
You don't want excess beads of cock outside of where you're cocking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right?
And there's even cock inside my ring because I didn't even take my ring off.
Yeah, you are one not. You're a cooker, though. You shouldn't be in the kitchen and re-cocking.
Dude, it's pandemic 2.0 now. I'm trying to do home improvement.
We about to mess your home up.
I had to patch a hole in my house.
You had to punch a hole in your house.
I had to patch a hole. Someone already punched the hole.
I did funny, DA. Laugh, mother effer. I did funny.
I was smiling.
Okay, a smile can't be heard on radio.
I went to the Home Depot. And I got the little patch thing, mm-hmm. and it comes with the putty. So you put the putty on the backside, you put it up where the hole is.
And you had the little mesh pad.
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
And then you put the little putty on top of the mesh and everything.
Mm-hmm,
and so I did
mm-hmm,
all that, mm-hmm. let it dry and everything.
Yeah.
Now the only thing is, I have textured walls.
Oh.
So when I did it, it came out smooth, mm-hmm. and I had already painted, and I was like, you can tell. Where the patch is.
Yeah. So you punched another hole in the wall.
Nope. Didn't even have to do that. So what I did was there was excess putty left.
Uh-oh.
And what I did was I took it and put a little bit on the edge. And then like I barely put it onto the patch and where I painted over. And I drove it down again.
Now,
and what it did was mm-hmm. it left gaps in the putty. So mm-hmm. it came down. And it looked almost similar to the texture that was already on.
Yeah.
Now, you know that the Home Depot, because I did that, because remember when at the start of the pandemic, I had to buy washer and dryers.
Yeah.
And a former producer of the show, Lip, Philippius, came over to redo my plumbing and to check my plumbing in my laundry room because I had never used it. So when we found that out, we had to do a lot of updates and we had to rip the hole in the wall. But Home Depot has a wall texture spray can, and it works perfectly because you follow the instructions on there, and it tells you how far or how close to spray according to what type of texture you have on your wall. And if you do it, it's perfect. I was scrolling through my pictures to see if I still had a picture, and I don't. But, dude, it works exactly the same way that you did where you knock it down, but you did it with the extra putty, and that was smart, too. But they do have it in spray can as well. And I never knew they had it in spray can. But
Now I kind of want to take the whole patch down and put a whole new patch on and do it that way.
It was like, it's so much fun, too. I did that right, DA.
That sounds pretty cool.
I'm so proud.
Well, now I know if I bust a hole in the wall again with my ding dong. With my caulking gun, I can always just.
With your caulking gun.
I see always just fix it. So,
but I did.
But I felt really cool. The fact that I, like, honestly, unless you go up onto that spot, you can't even tell from, like, just glancing at it.
Yeah, we're not like DA where we let little itty bitty little rodents live out in their backyard for, like, months and then be scared to go and clean it up.
Damn, you remember that?
I do.
I didn't let it live when I moved in. I'm sure it was there already.
Well, you let it stay there for, like, weeks after you moved in.
Well, I didn't know it was there until I started breaking down the pool.
And when you started breaking down pools, you discovered it. You screamed, you ran like a little bitch, and then you left it there for 3 weeks.
Two facts. No, those are two facts, but I left it there for like 2 days.
I'm really scrolling through because I wonder if I still have. I probably didn't because my phone is full. I probably deleted it.
Did I tell you how I got rid of that rodent?
No. Oh, I don't. I have the pictures. Okay, so this is the... remember, my house is 30 years old, folks, so it's not no new build. This is the hole we had to put into the wall to fix the plumbing. Okay? That's the hole.
That's a pretty big hole.
So that's a very large hole, and we had to replace all of this. these fixtures and waters and stuff up there because they were just all corroded on and not used.
Damn, at that point, you might as well get some more drywall.
Well, we ended up having to get drywall, but we put that hole in there, D-Tay, and we had to, I used that spray texture stuff at the end of it after I fixed it all. And this, wait a minute, this isn't it. Oh, these are all before pictures. I don't have the after pictures.
The after pictures are the best pictures.
I don't have. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Oh, I actually have a picture of me speckling it first when I did it. So this is when we first filled it with the drywall. We filled the drywall piece in. Let's see if my camera will focus.
I'm proud of you for doing that.
Yeah. And you can see it's actually my finger in there.
Did you cut the drywall yourself?
I did.
Oh, wow. Oh,
come on, camera.
Did you do with the drywall?
I did. I had to do studs behind with the protruding stud, and then you screwed it into the stud.
Oh, this is some man stuff. This is making me happy.
And then we had to expose a little extra before we filled the hole in to get the new spigot in there and get the new connections in there. We had to expose a little bit more of the wall.
Okay.
So that's like a wall stud that you're seeing right there. So that was like before the picture that I just showed you. And then this is going to focus now. Yeah. You can actually see my thumb in the shot. I did that. Okay. But this is before I put the spray texture on, DT. This is before I put the spray texture on.
And what kind of texture is yours?
Mine is what they call orange peel. It's an orange peel texture.
Okay. So it's like super small.
Yeah. It's a little small one. So
let me see mine.
Oh, here it is. I got it. I got a picture of when the texture's on there. So when you spray the texture on and then you knock it down. And I'm showing pictures. There you go. That's when you put the texture on and then you knock it down.
Yeah. See, I have mine's not orange peel. Mine's is huge.
Oh, so it's like lemon peel or something they call it.
Because I watch videos on how they actually do it. It's not without the spray one. What they do is they take a dry one and.
That's the finished product.
Oh, that's not bad.
And don't forget the washer is sitting in front of that.
Yeah, that looks good as hell.
You can't tell
that the washer was sitting in front of it. I wouldn't have even done none of that.
DA, come on now. The house
Corey's bougie like that.
I have a frother, DA.
Yeah, he froths a lot of things.
He frothed the washing machine.
Hey, to froth or not to froth? That is the question. But yeah, D-Tay, if you ever have another hole in your wall because you put, you know, the Dolphin D went through it, get that spray texture because they have it where you distance further away. Or I think it's dry time too. I think dry time where you allow it to dry a little longer so it spreads wider. I don't know, but it's all on there and it works. And I just showed you the pictures. And that is literally a 20-minute Home Depot commercial.
I might go back over there and I might just sand down the whole wall and repaint it.
And if you want to see my laundry room up close, we can take your weight loss pictures in there.
Okay.
And do your clothes and wash your clothes at the same time. We're going to take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side of this, more fun and more thrills right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Let me tell you about the app, Doug the DA Andrew.
Is it porn?
No, it's not porn. It's close to porn. It's us.
Oh, that's better than porn.
There's an app that we have, the Fat Guy Radio Show app, available in the Apple Store.
In the Apple Store?
In the Apple Store, not the Orange Store. The Apple Store.
Okay, I was going to go to the Banana Store.
No, the Apple Store. And our app is where you can get every show that we've ever recorded. I mean, people use iTunes, people use other apps, but Fat Guy Radio Show app is a direct link right to us so you can hear our shows uninterrupted on your iPhone or iOS device.
All right, slow down. The Strawberry Store, I can go to Skinny Guy Podcast and listen to everything.
No, it's the Apple Store, and you go to fatguyradioshow.com/app, And boom, bam, it directs you to your app store and you can download our app. It's at a cost that even you can afford.
What is that, like $2?
No, it's free.
Free is my favorite number.
The free Fat Guy Radio Show app, ladies and gentlemen, download it today for your iOS device and you can get our show on the go wherever you are.
Commercial
and
even
it's CarPlay compatible.
CarPlay?
CarPlay.
Next level.
Free is my favorite number.
Radio Show app.
I'm
you
on
ain't
it.
Cheap. Are you?
But whose isn't?
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
I was scrolling through my pictures because I showed you guys that picture from my laundry, and then I found another picture of something that I did during the pandemic. This was from April 2020, where I installed a set of commercial size shelves in my garage, and I forgot that I had time lapsed it.
That's pretty cool.
I forgot I had time lapsed me putting this together, and I wish it was clear.
How long did it take to do it?
It took a couple of hours because I had to clean out the spot.
Three minutes if you look at the timer.
I had to clean out the spot and then I had to build the shelves. And this is me in my garage. I forgot I even had this. And there's a shelf being built. It's a time lapse. I totally forgot this where I bought these shelves and put in them. And you notice that there's a spray bottle right there. That's the vinegar that I use to spray the cats. And there's the finished product.
Is that lotion? For when you wank it in your garage? Like, do you really wank in the garage, Corey?
No, that is lotion for when I run out of the house and I forget to grab lotion. It's in the garage.
That's actually smart.
And I can grab it.
Can we have like a little Olympics here? Like, who is the blackest? So Corey keeps Vaseline lotion in his garage. That got to be like 5 points.
That's actually cocoa butter, so it's 10 points.
Well, no, but it's the Vaseline brand, though.
It is the Vaseline brand cocoa butter. And it's been in there for years. So I'm pretty sure that all the cocoa butter and Vaseline has now separated in the bottle. But because you know, when you're rushing out the door and you get out the door and like all the lotions are upstairs, bruh, I'm not trying to get my trying to hoof my fat ass back up the stairs. I'm right there in the garage, bruh. Now I haven't used that because now I have lotion in the car.
But that means you're taking laziness to a whole nother level.
Why you gotta notice my damn lotion bottle, well, DA?
But the only thing that wasn't blurry.
But he said, I don't want to run my fat ass up the stairs. Mind you, if you ever been to Corey's house, next to his garage door, right on the other side,
probably
is his powder room. Which means he can keep lotion in his powder room. So if he ever runs out the door and gets to the garage and is like, oh, I need lotion, why can't you walk back into the house to the powder room? Oh, I need to keep the lotion in the garage. That's the epitome of lazy. So that's another 20 points for the black guy.
And there's a washer and dryer, by the way, too.
Black guy radio show.
Them suckers are freaking...
Super black guy.
Got to be connected to the internet. Oh, wait a minute. We got to pay the bills. Ladies and gentlemen, are you looking for the hottest new thing on the interwebs? Well, I got the thing for you. Afterburn. It's the hottest radio show you can find. Corey and the fellas keep things... fun, spicy, and raw on this uncut show just for you. No more sneaking the spice channel in your mother's basement when you can head over to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. For only $3 to listen and $8 to watch it, you will have a greater time of your life than Patrick Swayze. Go get the show today and let us do the rest. Afterburn at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. Afterburn, it's getting hot in here. Afterburn, turn down the heat. Afterburn, burn up the floor.
Dirty Dancing, so it was all dance references.
Oh, okay.
That's where the Patrick Swayze came in.
I got it. Afterburn.
The time of my life.
Now, DA, now after I show you, this is funny. Why are we going through the pictures in my phone? So after the pictures of me.
Ooh, I got a new, we need a, we need, Corey, you're going to have to do some work.
Oh, no.
Not today.
I'm out.
We got a new segment. We got a new segment.
Nope.
It's Picture Time with Corey.
Yes. Yeah,
so, and this is where he goes through his phone and shows us random pictures. Ooh, I just came up with it right now. I love it. I even got the jingle. It's Picture Time with Corey.
No.
See, he already put in the word.
Nope.
Boom, cut that up. I'll even
later. Cut that.
It's Picture Time with Corey.
Guess what the next picture is in my phone? Actually, it's a video, DA.
It's Picture Time with Corey.
$5 if you can guess the picture, the next thing in my phone after the garage photo.
Picture of masks.
Yeah, a mask.
Pizza. Close enough.
Homemade pizza.
Yeah, you probably wear it like a mask. You probably ate it like a mask.
Half pepperoni, half sausage, pot, olives, onions.
Was this when the little guy was still with you?
Yeah, this was at the beginning of the pandemic when ASU shut down.
Well, I only asked because it's half and half.
Yeah.
If it was a full pizza, then it would have been, like, if it was just for you, it would have been even bigger one.
Yeah, that's true.
It would have been all one topping.
DA, guess the next picture.
Food. Yep. Again.
Ribs.
Yep, food again.
Oh, we're in Corey's Instagram kitchen phase.
I'm telling you, yeah, you really are. I sent these to Lil D.
Do those really work?
No, they don't. And then of course, ads for our show. All right.
Nice.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, everywhere. DT, you are like hitting the time break times like smack on. That's why I was telling you during the break. You're hitting them like as soon as we went to break, it was 60 right on the head.
And the thing is last time we had this miscommunication where you're telling me I was 3 minutes early every time.
Yeah.
So I've been waiting 3 minutes later. So,
oh, you guys know each other. Why don't you start
skiing? I haven't gotten to anything on my show notes, which is really, really amazing. Boys, have you been watching any of the Olympics?
No.
All right, next.
But I did hear some. Wait, what do you have on the Olympics? Because I did hear. I've heard some stuff about the Olympics,
like Simone Biles.
Biles, wait, that's no. leaving for her mental health. That's what? Good.
Okay, if I'm bringing it up, it's clearly something that no one else has noticed or no one else is talking about because that's
well,
who I am.
Well, then bring it up because maybe I'm gonna watch the Olympics after this.
No, you won't because you won't watch the Olympics for what I gotta point out.
That's what is I it
Russia?
See.
Is it the Russian people that got banned? Because Russia's banned in the Olympics, but the ROC is there, which is Russia, but we're just allowing it. Why is nobody talking about this?
Or is it because the Olympics are in Japan and they are getting away with playing anime music in the background and no one is knowing, but all the weebs like me are paying attention and realizing these are from anime shows and it's freaking amazing?
I know. They're allowing the Fukushima fish to swim the 100-meter laps.
He is a representative of Japan. Is it because that the U.S. basketball team sucks and probably is going to get put out in the first round of eliminations?
Devin Booker just can't catch a break.
Is that
even Kevin Durant?
Is that even Kevin Booker? Because I don't know who that is. I don't know. Devin Booker had a lot more hair and no headband.
I know. He cut his hair and lost his powers. He must be Samson.
He must be who?
Samson.
Okay, I thought you said Thompson. Like, is that the white Samson?
You guys.
You cut my mullet.
It's Thomas. I'm Thompson.
You guys would never.
You cut my mullet. You cut my mullet.
You cut my mullet. You guys will never, ever, ever guess the observation that I've made of the Olympics this year.
The food commercials suck.
No. But you guys are noticing some things that I didn't notice. I didn't know about the anime music, and I didn't know about the fish in the pool.
I don't think. Oh yeah. That's happening.
Yeah, we know.
the
official mascot of the Olympics. Why would you let them swim?
The little Japanese fish people.
The Tokyo Olympics. All of the signage, all reads 2020.
Yeah, because
they have not. They left all of the old signage up, all the floors on the basketball court, all the signage at the bottom of the pool, even their logos and transitions and graphics all say 2020 on it.
Because these are legitimately the 2020 Olympics. They just got postponed to the next year.
But it's happening in 2021, and that's irking me. Because number one, let me explain why it irks me. Number one, okay. This is Tokyo, Japan.
Okay.
Everything in America says made in Japan. It ain't like they ain't got the money to put the one on there.
I understand that, but they didn't win the bid for the 2021 Olympics. Plus, the Olympics don't happen on the odd number years. It's every 4 years, and it's always an even number. These are the 2020 Olympics that got postponed, so they're still technically the 2020 Olympics.
I think they're phoning it in and being cheap.
No, it's because they could to do with money.
They could have switched that out.
Because it's just a graphic. Like, wouldn't you just change the zero to a one?
And the print. Everything in the arenas. Everything in the pools. Everything on the pole vaults. In the background.
But these aren't the 2021 Olympics.
Everything says Tokyo 2020.
But it's not the 2021 Olympics.
I understand that. But the signage, they could have changed it. They had a year to prepare.
But why would you change the signage if it's not the 2021 Olympics?
Because it's the 2020 Olympics happening in 2021.
So do you want it to say 2021 or 2020/2021?
No, when people go back and they look at the footage from this Olympics year, they're going to be befuddled to think that it actually happened in 2020 when in fact it didn't. It happens in 2021. That's wrong.
It's not wrong because it's the 2020 Olympics.
But it's happening in 2021.
They literally did the same thing with the Basketball Hall of Fame. Like, they literally had the 2020 Hall of Fame speeches, like, not that long ago for all the people. And they said the Hall of Fame induction speeches of 2020.
But
the graphics said 2020. No. None of the graphics said 2021 because they haven't had the class of 2021 yet.
It's not right. It doesn't work.
The world. The world's been put on pause, and then now it's unpaused, and now we're picking up. Like
back on pause too. Get ready.
And next year is going to say 2021 when people got to do some 2021 stuff in 2022.
I lost a whole year.
I honestly think today is what? July 29th, 2027? No. I don't know anymore.
Is it even
a Thursday? If it wasn't for this show, I could have sworn it was Tuesday.
Today is actually March 435th, 2020.
Exactly.
I mean, think about it, though. If the Earth has been here for, like, what, 5.7 billion years, how is it just year 2021 anyway?
Exactly. It's just an arbitrary number that we have given.
Yeah, because we got to do... What else are we going to put on our smartwatches?
Who needs to know what day it is, what time it is anyways?
But humans have been around for a long time.
It's all because of these things that we've socially constructed. Like... People get mad when you eat tacos from the middle because it's not the right way to eat tacos. How are you to tell me how it is to put food in my body?
The middle of the taco
is
the
best social construct.
It's the best part. So eat it first.
And it's a social construct that there are certain ways you need to eat. Just like in baseball, if you do certain things, if you hit a home run on a team when you're up by 7, and it's a full count, and you have the green light, and you hit a home run instead of taking the ball, you're ruining it. No, I'm having freaking fun. It's not my fault that your pitcher freaking sucks.
Of course you would use an example of eating a taco. The thing is that if it's a day...
I'm hungry, damn it.
If it's a day that they're handling it, whether it's 2020 because the Earth was on pause, I think Tokyo should have went the extra mile and changed the signage to 2021 and not 2020 because I'm confused.
I bet
confused.
You wouldn't be saying this if when it was Zimbabwe.
When I'm sitting there watching, I would say it for if it was Zimbabwe. I'd be like, if it was in Zimbabwe.
No, because the whole thing is your whole argument was they have the money. Zimbabwe is poor as hell.
And Zimbabwe would never get the Olympics.
The Olympics is their way of getting money. And you're like, nah, y'all, we're not even going to pay you the check because you put the wrong dates on.
Uncle Joe would give them a loan until they get the Olympic money to get the Zimbabwe sign to go from 2020 to 2021.
They're black. Uncle Joe ain't giving no blacks no money.
Because exactly. Cousin Cam probably say, nah, don't give that to him. Exactly. You know, Zimbabwe, they don't need that. You know, they need the size. Still, I want 2021 on there, not 2020, because it's not 2020 no more.
That's what it is. You want to forget that year. But the thing is we don't have Olympics 2021 because that's not the date.
We would if they had the sign up.
Well, we're not going to.
Put the damn sign up, Olympics, Japan, Tokyo.
Well, my sign is up and you shut up.
Oh!
Ooh!
Weight loss new picture. Don't do that. I was going to hit the button, you son of a monkey. I didn't get to nothing on my list.
Which means it was a good show.
Means that, you know, because I'm falling out of love with, I can't do this because last time I did this and the show went an extra 5 minutes. Not going to get into that. All right. Well, congratulations to my thieving ass new neighbors. I know not to trust them some bitches. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you today. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more, open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag store or anything, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business, fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch. Look us up, follow, subscribe, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what's it all about, through your mask, everybody now, they'll tell them, they'll make you laugh or impress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
What's good?
Doug, the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D in Absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze.
I'm fat.
With our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. We're all stronger together. See you at the top. Good
Hello.
Night.
Hello.
Going to take new pictures.
Little D said, yeah, buddy, at the end.